Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Luna Lover the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. Have you noticed how moon synopses differ depending on who's written them, or in my case, spoken them? As you know, or maybe you don't, I'm not an astrologist, but I have studied astrology. I just don't have the official qualifications. But my moon synopsis that I share on this podcast, they're more of a, I guess, energetic reading and an interpretation of what's happening astrologically according to my knowledge. I also get an intuitive download, I guess is the best way to describe it, of how I feel this particular moon needs to be communicated to you guys, which more often than not seems to be spot on. But I just thought I'd clear that up because sometimes what I say won't resonate. Sometimes there'll be stuff going on in your life that will be so much more impactful than what the moon is doing. And I don't want you to ever think that what I say will determine how you're going to feel, how you should act, and what you should believe in. Okay? So I just wanted to clear all of that up before we dive into the upcoming Aries full moon. The Aries full moon will take place on Monday, October 14 at 8:07 a.m. in Sydney, Sunday, October 13 at 10:07 p.m. in London, and 5:07 p.m. in New York. Now, there's actually two very opposing energies at play with this particular Aries full moon. In one corner, you have this beautiful, fiery cleansing that's occurring. You know the type. It burns away all the things no longer serving you, allowing you to rise from the ashes as a new and improved being. Then we've also got this hot-headed, self-orientated wildfire that, if not tamed, can rip through seemingly pristine environments and leave nothing but destruction and devastation. So they're the two things that are going on with this moon. This is the nature of fire, my friends. When tame and tended to, fire creates warmth, ignites inspiration, and has the potential to create, cook, and cleanse. When unattended, left to roam free, and let's be honest, provoked, a fire has the potential to destroy. Hello, Aries full moon. It's okay, you've totally got this. This is why I'm here. The mantra for Aries is I will. And if you are an Aries or know an Aries, you know that mantra to be true. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So even though it's a full moon, there is a sense of new beginnings. The gift of this moon is the fiery motivation and drive it can gift you. But I urge you to use that motivation to tidy up and cleanse what's no longer serving you as we move into the second half of this lunar cycle. So we're still in Libra season. And if you need to understand Libra season a little bit more, it's a few episodes back now, but I did a reading on the season itself. And Libra and Aries, which this full moon is in, sit opposite each other in the zodiac. They are the polarity of each other. But when harnessed in unison, they have the potential to harmonize and complement each other. A bunch of relationship stuff may have surfaced with the Libra new moon. We spoke about that in the Exploring the Libra Full Moon episode that I did a couple of weeks ago. So this Aries full moon is actually a great time to burn the guff you're not willing to keep carrying from your relationships. So whatever came up during that Libra new moon, this is the time to cleanse and clear all of the dead weight stuff. This could be around forgiveness, that is burning the grudge or resentment you're holding. It could be burning past loves to make way for new loves. It could be releasing your limiting beliefs around what's possible for you in relationships. It could be about cutting cords with people who you feel unable to let go of. I mean, really, the list is endless. So feel into what resonates with you, but just having a think about what came up during the Libra new moon, that was 2 weeks ago, and what stuff that came up that's not serving you anymore that you can now clear and cleanse with the fire of the Aries full moon. Find the balance of Libra season to create a calm, steady, and soothing Aries fire within. Now, I have to be honest with you, a full spectrum of heightened emotions may surface with this moon. Overwhelm, frustration, anger, anxiety, they're all possible main players under the energy of Aries. It's helpful to be aware that Aries is the child of the zodiac, okay? So watch for immature responses and unprovoked reactions in yourself, first and foremost, but also in others. Remember, everyone is experiencing the same full moon. So if people are exploding around you, don't stoke the fire, okay? My advice always with every full moon, but especially a fiery one, is disengage, disengage. If you feel someone's emotions coming at you, disengage. The positives of this moon are that those childlike qualities that come from the immaturity of Aries can manifest as curiosity and an adventurous spirit. And if you need to light a fire under yourself to get the wheels in motion on a project or an idea, well, then this energy will help. But make sure you release and clear all the stuff that's no longer serving you to make way for the new. Now, because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, as mentioned earlier, there is this real sense of leadership and self-promotion. Use this. Don't be ashamed of it. If you've been working with me through the past few lunar cycles, you are prepped and primed to emerge as your most authentic self. This will be particularly advantageous if you did the relationship work in Libra season, because if you can now emerge as your most authentic self, then how you show up in relationships will start to attract that same authenticity towards you. So I had a few questions come up about this full moon through my Instagram, and I just thought I could answer some of those questions here. I've answered a few of them already throughout the synopsis, but here's a few more. So I had a lot of people asking me, who is this moon good for? Everyone volunteered their own star sign, but I'm not going to go through all of them. Instead, I'm going to say this. This moon is good for everybody if they know how to work with the energy, but it is particularly advantageous for the air and the fire signs, okay? They're going to respond to it probably, I don't want to say the best. I don't want to set it up like that. But there's a few things at play that may mean that air and fire signs will respond better than the water and the earth signs. So we're in Libra season at the moment. Libra is an air sign, and it's always a little bit more advantageous for the air signs when we're in an air season. The Aries full moon is advantageous, particularly for fire signs, because Aries is a fire sign. Yeah, so it's like a familiar energy. Now, the other thing at play here is that fire is opposite air, yeah? Together, their polarities create a complementary completeness. So when it is a fiery full moon or a fiery new moon for that matter, the fire signs and the air signs, the opposite to the fire, are going to feel familiar with the energy. They're also going to be complemented by the energy. If that doesn't make sense to you, let it go. But if you are an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, or a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sag, then you will respond quite well to this moon. I've actually had, in saying that, I've had a couple of Aries say to me, wow, I'm already feeling this full moon and I'm feeling all of the overwhelm. Now, overwhelm is definitely one of the emotions that Aries feels. But a lot of the time what will happen with a full moon like this is it will bring stuff up for you, stuff that needs to be addressed. And that is actually advantageous, even though it doesn't feel like it at the time. But when stuff gets dragged to the surface, which happened to me during the Libra new moon as an air sign, a double air, actually, I think I've got 8 air signs in my natal chart. But as someone who really feels air, I felt like Libra season was working against me, but what was actually happening, sorry, the Libra new moon was working against me, but what was actually happening was that it was working to my advantage. It was bringing everything to the surface so that I could learn from it, I could deal with it, and then I could create new paradigms going forward. One of the other questions I got through Instagram about this moon was, what crystals are good for this moon? And to that, and this is for all moons, all crystals are good for all moons. That's probably not the answer you wanted. I honestly feel crystals respond differently to the individual. And sure, certain crystals have certain energetic qualities, but you really can't use them incorrectly when it comes to moon energy. Really tap into your own intuition. Decide what crystals you're feeling particularly drawn to as you bathe in this full moon energy. What feels good for you? Yeah. So in terms of working with crystals during the full moon, I always put my crystals out in the full moonlight to cleanse and charge. But work with them however you feel called to work with them. There is no right or wrong with this stuff. Another question I got is it a good time to apply for a new job? Again, I don't want to be super boring, but you can apply for a new job whenever feels good for you. Yeah. Please don't let the moon or the planets, especially Mercury retrograde, dictate your life. Your intuition knows better than any moon synopsis reading, okay? However, I will say, keep in mind the energies of this Aries full moon. Impulsiveness, brashness, and immaturity, yeah? So make sure that your decision to change jobs isn't based on these qualities because the moon might be heightening them. If you feel like it is, perhaps sit with it for a few days. If you feel like it's not coming from that space, then absolutely. Quit your job, apply for a new job, go for it. Okay, so some ways to harness this Aries full moon. Number one, as always, do a full moon ceremony. If you're a Lunar Lover member, the members only online full moon circle is this Monday night, October 14 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. I am in New South Wales. Keep that in mind. So the clocks have changed. So it'll be 6:30 p.m. New South Wales time. If you're not a Lunar Lover member and you want to become one, there's a link in the show notes. You'll also get some epic Aries full moon journal prompts and, of course, the Love Vibrations meditation, which is the guided meditation of this month to harness Libra season. The second thing you can do to harness this Aries full moon is to promote yourself. Ugh, I hear many of you say, I know, but Aries energy will help you with this. So this might be promoting yourself or your business through social media. It might mean backing yourself at work. It could be redoing your resume, updating your LinkedIn profile. Whatever it is, know that self-promotion is being supported by Aries fire. Okay, so now is your time to shine. Another thing you might like to do to harness this Aries full moon is to release some aggression. And I mean that in the safest way possible. If you feel some pent-up anger brewing, get it out. Don't let Aries emotions fester. Recipe for disaster. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to scream into a pillow, go for a pavement pounding run. My favorite is actually swimming laps in a pool. Yeah, so just like back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until that anger is out. Whatever you do, try not to direct your anger at other people, okay? Being conscious that your emotions are your emotions.
And these Aries emotions that will come up, so the anger, the frustration, these are all connected to the liver. So something else you might like to do is be kind to your liver over the next few days. I know that's not very fun to hear at the end of the week, is it? But less alcohol, less caffeine, some liver nourishing yin poses could be really nice. Another thing you might like to do is ask for what you want. I know, wild. Yeah, but Aries energy is full of confidence, and sometimes receiving what you desire is all about being clear on what you want and then asking for it. So this could mean asking the universe or asking an actual person like your partner, your boss, friend, sibling, parent, neighbor. You get the picture. Decide what it is that you want and then ask for it. The last thing is to burn, baby, burn. I cannot recommend fire enough during this moon. Safe fire, of course, but if you don't incorporate fire into your full moon ceremony, at least incorporate it in other ways. So burn some herbs or woods native to your region to cleanse negative energies. You might like to burn a candle in symbolism of fire. If you have an actual fireplace or fire pit, please make use of it during this full moon. But as always, please remember safety first. I don't know where you are in the world, but where I am at the moment, there are some severe northerly winds. So we need to be very careful with lighting fires. If you're going to be burning paper as part of your ceremony, please do it over the kitchen sink or the bathtub, but somewhere where there is water nearby. Please promise me that, people. Okay, as always, enjoy this moon. If the stuff I have said has resonated, fantastic. If it hasn't, let it go. Don't allow what I have said to set you up for expectation. Just enjoy this moon. Go outside, look at the full moon, bathe under the full moon, and do what intuitively feels right for you under this full moon. As always, if you want some extra support with the lunar cycle, would love you to become a Lunar Lover member. As mentioned, the link to do that is in the show notes of this show, or you can head to my website, jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. If you've enjoyed this episode and you think you might know someone who would benefit from listening to it, I would love you to take a screenshot and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon, I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.